Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Sunday, April 17th, 2016, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely, beautiful, and warm city of Atlanta, Georgia. We are so glad that you have taken time to spend part of your Sunday evening with us. We're excited about our guest that is coming up. She is no stranger to What is Etiquette Anyway. Her name is Glenda Horton Manning, and she's the CEO of Touch Incorporated. Please stay tuned. Well, we are blessed to have listeners of all ages. We want to take a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette for the benefit of the new listeners. And, of course, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? So we have to answer that question. That would be correct etiquette to do that. Well, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, isn't that what you want? I know it's certainly what I want. Well, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. The first and second of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always just love to send a kudos out to Charles the First and Second. And, of course, if you don't remember the entire backstory, the origin, just simply remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners. Well, once again, welcome to each and every one of you. Happy Sunday to you. I'd like to say happy Sunday to our very special guest, Ms. Glenda Horton Manning. Glenda, how are you?
I am absolutely wonderful, Donna, and I'm very happy to be able to reach out to our fans across the nation in talking about this very important issue of etiquette.
Yes.
And I would have you know that when I work with groups of children, when we talk about the fact that the word etiquette means a ticket, and then we move into a conversation of tickets that they have had over time and what that meant. Like going to Carowinds, which is our theme park, going to a movie, or going to any activity, and we talk about that simply means that with that ticket, you get to walk in and have a good time.
Oh, that is
And
wonderful.
So is the case with etiquette, because once you get the rules of etiquette down, you can enjoy life. You can walk into life and enjoy yourself because people are happy to have you around. And they are so pleased to be in your presence.
Absolutely. I know we've been trying to get this message out, or we've been getting the message out, I should say, for years, a lot of years. And Glenda, just for those few people that may be listening and they haven't heard you before, would you just kind of tell them a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am Glenda Horton Manning. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, Donna, you and I met, I believe, in Tennessee many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you introduced that book to me, What is Etiquette Anyway?, I was blown away. It was so user-friendly and an instrument that I thought we could use. And surely that has been the case. So I've used What is Etiquette Anyway? With lots of groups of people, mostly children, and quite a few adults, even in the corporate sector. I have used that same information. I am a motivational speaker, and I work across the nation with schools and companies and colleges, children and families. And this is one of the curriculums that we favor, because the information never grows old, and we have the need to continue to share it, because every time I meet a group of people, I find someone who says, oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. And so I thoroughly enjoyed that book and those books, and we reorder as often as we possibly can.
And thank you so much for that. I certainly do appreciate it. And mm-hmm. it was a really fun book to write, and we've gotten so much great feedback about it. And so it's still pretty popular, and it's fun. It's fun.
Yes, it is fun.
Well, yeah. And for you listeners out there, I apologize. Excuse me, I apologize, but I did not let you know how to contact us. You can go ahead and you can send us an email if you'd like. You can send them to etiquettelady@gmail.com, etiquetteladies@gmail.com. If you'd like to send us your comment or if you have a question, we'll be glad to field those for you. Okay, and as Glenda said, we actually started talking during last month, Women's History Month, and she was telling us about the best way to introduce etiquette and social skills to children and families, and we are just really kind of picking up from that conversation because we still had some questions that we received after you. After that show concluded, and of course we always do, this is always one of the most popular shows when we had Miss Glenda Horton Manning, and she was talking about how we met. We were both facilitators at a parenting conference, and I sat in one of your workshops, and I was blown away as well, talking about motivating and inspiring.
Oh, thank you.
I thought, wow, she is phenomenal.
Thank you so much. People make me high, Donna. And when we have good information for the people, it makes me even higher because I just know that the thoughts that we share are going to fall on fertile ground.
Yes.
And if it makes life better and easier, we certainly want to do it, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like you said a little earlier, sometimes this seems like a forgotten or a lost art. And I have people that come up to me weekly. Yeah, they come up weekly and say, I'm glad you're teaching this because people don't seem to have etiquette or at least show it very much anymore.
Right. Exactly.
So unfortunate. It's so unfortunate. But we're trying to turn it around.
Yes, we are. And you know what? I think often when I speak with other professionals and I try to describe this whole mission, if you will, of getting this good news out about etiquette, I tell them that etiquette is that old-time home training. It's the kind of information we got in homes many, many years ago with our parents, our mothers, our grandmothers. These are the principles that many of them live by, and it was passed on to the next generation. For some reason, we seem to have lost a bit of that, and so that's why this is so very important.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, because you cannot teach what you have not learned.
Yes.
And, you know, some of the generations kind of, you know, faltered in teaching it. So now, you know, we're having to step in and do what we certainly can do. And it's a pleasure doing it. And, of course, a lot of the parents are busy. Some of them may be working two jobs. Some may be single parent. And they just don't really find the time because they're trying to, you know, take care of the families. And so we're aware that that is the case as well.
And, you know, Donna, you're exactly right, because in many cases we're not always sharing a meal together at the same time. Families are so busy that we don't have the kind of quality time that was spent many years ago when mothers many mothers were not out of the home, and mm-hmm. when children were not quite as busy as they are today. And so we almost like ships passing in the night, and mm-hmm. we don't have many opportunities to share these special ideas. And mm-hmm. so it goes lacking in between. In addition to that, and I'm sure we'll get into some of this as we continue the conversation, but in addition to that, we now are dealing with this whole issue of technology. And mm-hmm. that has entered our lives in such a way that we surely do need to revisit the principles of etiquette.
Absolutely, absolutely. That reminds me, I was being interviewed, it was on a television show last year, and one of the questions she asked was, well, actually she gave me a comment first. She said there was a situation where dinner was ready, and the mother mm-hmm. texted the child upstairs and told them mm-hmm. to come downstairs to eat dinner.
Yes.
She asked me what I thought of that. Uh-huh. I thought it was ridiculous because they're in the same house, number one.
Well, we used to ring a bell, Donna.
Right.
And the bell would say, dinner's ready.
It was a signal. But, wow, and I understand, you know, like you mentioned, the technology. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
The technology is just grasping people to the point where there's no personal skills or, you know, actually in person, let's talk, let's put our technology away. Do not bring it to the dinner table.
Yes.
Because sometimes, I will even be honest about you, Glenda, you've probably noticed it too, but I've been out in restaurants before, and
yes.
I see people dining, and they're dining, and they're eating, and they're talking, and they're on all of their different electronic devices.
And it breaks my heart. It really does. I take it very seriously because that's precious time that we could spend with and attention that we can pay to our family members, and we don't. And so that's frightening. I saw a father who brought in a little van full of children to McDonald's one day. And as they all piled in, Daddy was on the phone. He directed them. They all went in. They went to the counter. They ordered their food, and Daddy was on the phone. And then they walked over to the table. They started eating, and as they ate, Daddy was on the phone. And it broke my heart. I wish so badly that I could go up and say, oh, Daddy, don't miss this opportunity to talk with your children, to pay attention to them. And not mm-hmm. to whoever is on the other end of that phone.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I've had parents come and pick their children up, and the same applies. They're just so busy on the phone. And I want to say to them, well, wow, I have said to a couple, can you finish your phone call outside before you come in? Because
yes.
by the time you see, you know, little Johnny, he wants to be able to greet you, and it's
yes.
a great time for you to find out how each other's day went. And you can't do
yes.
that if you're...
Yes, he has so much to tell you.
Yes.
Yes. The children have so much to say after spending mm-hmm. so many hours away from their parents. Mm-hmm. Well, Donna, I had the very same experience. A mom came through the building. I've been on a limited contract with our school system, and I was standing in the hallway the other day, and a mom came in early in the morning with her little one. She was
mm-hmm.
talking on the phone and walking with the little one to the classroom. So I said to mom, please, not in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. she appeared to pull the phone down just a little bit, and then she continued on. They went to the classroom, and when she came back without her little one, she was talking on the phone. And I said to her, please, not in the building. Don't use the phone mm-hmm. inside the building. And she looked at me in a very arrogant way, and she said, you mean I cannot use my phone in the building? Well, I saw someone else doing the same. I said, please, Mom, not in the building. Here, mm-hmm. we give all of our attention to the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have you know that the next day, when mom came through, she didn't even have her phone.
Wonderful.
She looked directly at me, and she smiled.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking
mm-hmm.
for my approval that
mm-hmm.
she had done the right thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's, you know, some people, they don't think about it. And I guess now technology is so big that, you know, they don't think about it. And I know people are very busy. I know they're important.
Yes.
They receive a lot of phone calls and they look for mm-hmm. phone calls. But just that time frame when you're with your children, just to give them your undivided attention.
Undivided attention.
Exactly. That equals mm-hmm. love. Okay,
mm-hmm.
love is not things, buying them and giving them everything. They want attention, and that
right.
is very valuable. I'm going to read one message that we have. It says, "Etiquette lady and guest, what's the best age to teach children manners?" And this comes from Kyle in Mississippi.
Well, I certainly would say right off the cuff, as early as children begin to speak,
mm-hmm.
we know the most important words are please and thank you.
That's right.
That's etiquette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are called magic words. And,
yes.
you know, the children, when you use those with them and they begin to learn, then they
mm-hmm.
are magic. I had one little
mm-hmm.
girl say to me, but I thought magic words were abracadabra.
Yes, abracadabra is. But if
right.
you want to see something happen, just
mm-hmm.
say please and thank you, and
right.
something will happen. Especially if you're asking for something, you
exactly.
will most likely get it. That's
and
magic,
that was so
and that's
cute.
Truly abracadabra.
That's right. And I explained it to her the exact same way. I said, you know
uh-huh.
what? I said, those are magic words. But I said, you know what? If you're wanting something,
uh-huh.
and you ask and say please, it
yes.
will probably magically appear because someone will go ahead and give that to you. And she
exactly,
said, oh.
exactly. And you know what, Donna, even adults, I say to them, if you want something from someone, I
mm-hmm.
offer you these words, and they simply are, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
disarms people. Right away, they're listening. It empowers them because they feel, I got something that he needs. I got something that
That's
she needs.
Right.
And
That's
so all
right.
of a sudden, their ears perk up. They hear you. And
mm-hmm.
one of the major concerns that we have in this day and time, this fast-paced society, is often we're not listening. But when you
mm-hmm.
hear some words that pique your interest, you listen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see. Thank you, Kyle, for that message. I have one that says, "Etiquette lady and guest, thanks for covering one of my favorite topics. I would like the opinion of you and your guests about whether you think elderly people are too old to learn manners. Many seniors feel they don't have to follow anyone's rules because they are older. Please let me know your thoughts." And this comes from Cecilia. Cecilia
mm-hmm.
is Jacksonville.
That's funny in a way because you would really consider me as a part of that elderly group. I'm 71 years old.
No,
but
you
I was,
aren't.
Oh, yes. And I was so fortunate as to be able to enjoy my father until he was 93 years old.
Wow.
And he really was of that mindset. He was so old and had experienced so much that he could do anything he wanted to do. And so he
mm-hmm.
wore his bedroom slippers when he went grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess I fed into it because I bought him every color moccasin you could find. And these were his bedroom slippers. And he wore them as he went grocery shopping. He wore them to choir rehearsal. He thought, it doesn't matter. I'll do what I want to do because I am
right.
old enough to do so.
Right, right. I chuckled because I've heard, I remember we worked within your senior club,
mm-hmm.
and it was the same exact thing. A couple of the ladies
yes.
were like, I can do what I want because I'm old enough, and
sure.
I've done what other people have told me to do for all these years, and I can
uh-huh.
do what I want now. And it's
exactly, exactly. But, Donna,
really
I would encourage, if there is a way to do so, I would encourage our elderly to open their minds to the fact that they are still setting an example. There are children and other younger adults watching them, and they take their cues from them. So that's an important reason for us to continue to practice good manners, because
Absolutely.
We are always setting the example of
that's
good
right.
behavior or not so good behavior.
Mm-hmm. And that is excellent. I know I've had children in the past say to me, well, are manners for adults as well? And I said, yes, manners are for everyone. And so
yes.
I remember one child, she said to me, she said, well, when I was at school, the teacher told us to just move out of her way. And she didn't use the magic words, because we had talked about, you know, what should you say if someone's in your way and you need to pass by? We said, you know, I said, you'll say, excuse me, or would you please move over, or something like that. And then that's when she told me that, no, well, my teacher said, you need to move out of the way, or you all need to get out of the way. So that, you know, she had a very good point in asking that.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, no, manners are for everyone. And
yeah.
I said, the teacher should have said to you, would you please move out of my way? I
yes.
said, because magic words are so important to always use. And of
yes.
course, you know, we share this with parents as well. Oftentimes, you know, parents may be upstairs and they're thirsty, and so they call, you know, little Sue or little Johnny, and they say, bring me a glass of water, I'm thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so mm-hmm. little Johnny or Susan or whoever it is, they may not hear it the first time, or they may be doing something else and they don't do it. And then you hear that call again from the top of the steps, I told you to bring me a glass of water, I'm thirsty. And so by that time, you know, they go ahead and get the water, and then
mm-hmm.
they take the water upstairs. And then what usually happens? What took you so long?
Yeah.
So that should have really played out a different way. First of all, you know, Sue, would you please bring me a glass of water? I'm thirsty. And then when they do it, say thank you.
Always.
Yes.
I always say thank you. And I remind children that we have the opportunity to work with that though they are studying and practicing the principles of etiquette, it is important to know and understand that everybody has not been exposed. Everybody's not had that privilege. So one
mm-hmm.
of the things they should make sure that they do not do is to walk about correcting others.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the teacher is wrong, even though our parents are sometimes wrong. And I say this over and over again to the children, you do not have the right to correct them. You just continue to do what you know is right to do. You continue to practice these rules, and believe it or not, at some time or another, they will see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And they can learn from children as
That's
well
right.
as other adults.
That's right. Absolutely. That's great. That's great. Because, you know, when we talk to children and, you know, they're learning, I know
yes.
sometimes they'll become the etiquette police in the household.
Yes.
And
oh, yes.
so just what you said, it's really important how you address that. You don't want to always, well, no, you didn't do this or you didn't say that or
That's right.
You know, so it's really, and it can be very delicate. I remember we were talking about table manners, and
yes.
I was asking the children, I said, well, how many of you say thank you, you know, to mom when she makes your dinner and so on and so forth, and or it was good, you know, compliment her on the dinner or whoever cooks, or, you know, just say, well, mom, that was really good, thank you. And so so one of the little boys, he was so cute, probably a second grader, he said, well, what my dad does is when the food was good, he stretches back and he lets out a really loud belch.
That is so funny.
It was too cute. And I said, he does? And he said, yes. And when he does that, that means, my mom knows that the food was really good. and I said, well, I said, you know what? That's probably their signal But I bet another signal is, well, honey, that dinner was really delicious.
And
he said, well, I'm going to tell Dad. Maybe he can say that too. I said, well, okay.
But in the meantime, if little Johnny would just simply say, oh, Mom, that was the most delicious meal I've ever had, maybe Dad will pick up on that.
Exactly.
Oh, I tell you. And, you know, often our children have, our parents have not been exposed to information that our children have. You know, this is the age of information, and it travels so fast, but our children have grown up in the midst of it. They have never known a time when this information didn't speed through the waves, the clouds, or wherever it happens to be, as it does today. And so our children get information that parents have not yet had. I'm reminded of a little fella who had gone through our etiquette classes, and he knew that gentlemen should open the door for ladies. A boy should open the door for girls. So he and Mom were getting in the car, and he opened the car for his mother. And he was standing there, and she said, what are you doing? Get in the car. He said, I'm opening the car for you. You are a lady. Well, that disarmed her for a moment. But he had information that she did not have. He was actually teaching his mother. Gentlemen, wait for ladies first.
And that's so wonderful. It is just so wonderful. You know, for the children, when they learn that, of course, they're like sponges, and they will continue to do that.
They really are. They soak it up. And as we speak about these, in fact, Dom, do you know I was working with one little group of children in an after-school program, and the little fella said, as we were closing out the class, he looked up at me and he said, I could stay here all night long. He just loved what he was hearing. He enjoyed the interaction. And, of course, we include little games and songs and things to enhance the curriculum. And but he looked at me and he said, I could stay here all night long. What a compliment that was to me.
Wow. Because he was having fun. And
he was having
children really learn when they have fun. And sometimes they don't really realize know, what they're learning, and they retain it because it's a fun thing to do.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I bet they're so precious to me. They really are.
They are, indeed.
Well, I tell you what, Glenda, and in case you all are just joining us or you joined in late, we are speaking with Glenda Horton-Manning. She's the CEO of Touch Incorporated, and just a wonderful national motivational and inspirational speaker as well. Glenda, would you give your information in case there's someone who would like to reach out to you?
Sure. I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina. My name is Glenda Horton-Manning. The address is 6316 Monteith Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28213. My phone number is area code 704-596-6036. And the email address is touch, touchgm at AOL.com. You're welcome to visit me on through Google. You can always get information through Google. If you just Google my whole name, it too gives you lots of information on things that we have done, things that we are doing. We'd love to hear from you.
And it is always such a pleasure for you to join me on this show. Like I said, audience, she is no stranger to the What Is Etiquette Anyway show. If you need a speaker, a motivational speaker, an inspirational speaker, please reach out to Glenda. You won't believe it. Just trust me.
Oh, thank you so much. And there is a speakers bureau that has information online, but I welcome you to call me personally. That is AEI Speakers Bureau. It does have information on me as a speaker, and you can compare the speakers list that you see, and you will find with the quality of service that we provide as you look at those people that we are listed with. But I certainly do take advantage of every single opportunity to get out there and be with the people and share the good news that when we're kind to each and every one, that kindness comes back to us.
Absolutely. Thank you again for joining us, and this certainly won't be the last time. And remember, audience, if you have a question or if you have a topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future on What Is Etiquette Anyway, feel free to let us know. Please tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. We are growing our family, and, of course, our goal is always to make the world a polite place to live. We know that we can only do that with your help and do it one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. So in other words, never get tired of being nice and kind to people no matter how they act. Practice the golden rule, which is to treat others the way you want to be treated. Please initiate a random act of kindness this week and join us next week. We have two shows next weekend. We are going to promote our children, so our children will have special shows next week at 6:30 on Saturday evening and Sunday evening as well. Once again, thanks so much for taking time out of your Sunday evening to join us. We'll talk again next week. Good night. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Donna. God bless you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You've been listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.